We're live. Welcome. Cellular Healing TV, episode 46. Happy New Year. We had an amazing recap, an amazing year, and that's what we want to do. Cellular Healing TV was a full year of shows this year, transforming lives across the world, and Dr. Pompa has landed on some major breakthrough strategies, and I broke through by not playing the show live and repeat, so that everyone got to hear it. So congratulations to me this year for not doing that for the first time. I figured it away, found a way. But so appreciate you guys. And some of these strategies have been life transforming, not only to Dr. Pompa personally, because he does and lives whatever he says. So do I. So does our team. So does our group of doctors around the country and now around the world, and their clients as well. So we have a testing ground to find out what strategies actually cause a massive impact in your life, and the things that are concerned most to you, like your energy, your skin, your hair, how you look, how you feel, degenerative conditions that are plaguing America and the world. And we found five huge ones. And God really laid this on Dr. Pompa's heart to remind us of some of the major breakthrough strategies that were new discoveries to us, some things that were old, some things that were new, but all coming together for an amazing, powerful 2014 health, weight loss, and energy strategies. Dr. Pompa, let's get at it. I'll support you as much as I can. I'm going to be the lone host today. Dr. David Asarno is in surgery with his daughter. So, yeah, not a major one. Not a major one.
Dental surgery. Yeah, dental surgery.
We don't want that.
But, you know, it was easy to pick these five, Warren, because number one, we can just look at the amount of hits that we get on a topic, right? Whether it's a video or one of these shows. You know, I've written articles about most of these things, and, you know, you get a certain amount of attention, and boy, you know, these five were the attention getters. Matter of fact, I probably answer more emails and questions about these five topics than any. So we know it hit home. These were huge this year in the research. These were huge this year in changing people's lives. We've had stacks of testimonies. Well, let's get right at it. Keto adaptation. My gosh, wrote two articles.
Number one.
Yeah, number one, keto adaptation. You know, for those of you who read the articles, you know, great, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who haven't, go read them. But we'll say this. It probably, Warren, got the most attention for weight loss resistance, right? You know, people are able to break through and, you know, really in areas hormonally and with weight loss that they weren't able to break through. But I have to say this. Another area that's been near and dear to my heart, and you're going to hear some amazing testimony either next week or the week after, is this area of cancer. See, because, you know, this is a big thing. You know, right now, someone just came out, and Dr. Seyfried, he is Boston College leading researcher for cancer. And he says, look, cancer is not a genetic disorder. I know that's what's out there in the medical community. And this guy is a big researcher, right? I mean, he's a cancer researcher. He said that cancer is a metabolic disorder. And he said a keto diet beats chemo every time in every study they look at. Why aren't we hearing more about these studies? You know, when this guy and others, I've just said this because this was an article that just came out towards the end of the year. But throughout the year, more and more articles are showing that keto adaptation beats chemo. I mean, you know, and look, you know, he was asked the question, well, why haven't we heard more? Why isn't the cancer research and community going crazy over this? Well, simple answer. He said there's no money in it for drug companies. You know, I mean, this guy took a major step forward because, you know, he's not he's not a conservative doctor in the sense of alternative therapies. You know, he is a mainstream doctor, typically would be using chemo. So why does keto adaptation work for cancer? You know, we kind of have a reason why it works for weight loss so well. Because look, in real simple one, we always talk about the cells can only use two things for energy, sugar or fat. Keto adaptation, simply put, you're forcing the cell to change its energy source to just being a fat, mostly being a fat burner. Okay, why is that significant? Well, for cancer, it's significant because cancer cells rely on what? Strictly glucose. They have no ability to utilize fat. So therefore, you're allowing your immune system to get a hold because you're starving out the cancer cells. So simple. So if he's right, And if a lot of these doctors are right, cancer is a metabolic disorder, meaning that, you know, it's a cellular energy issue in part, then this is a major tool that has gone ignored in the medical community. You know, but wait till you hear the testimonies. I mean, we're talking about a client of mine, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Stage 4, Warren, that's a death sentence. Do you understand?
Always. Yep, always. You have 6 months to live. You have 2 months to live. Oh, if you do chemo, you may live a little bit longer, but usually, in most cancers, not all, if you do chemo, you would have died at the same amount of time with or without it. And a lot of the research that I've read, you know, and again, I'm not an expert, but wow, you know, it's a death sentence. They say, you know, get your papers in order, your last will and testament, you know, get your finances in order, your arrangements, you're dead. You know, that's what they tell you. And they tell you, and again, that's a fear tactic. A lot of the times to get you to do chemo. And just making a quick point, we've had personal friends, and I think I can share this now publicly, you know, Jordan Rubin, you know, who was diagnosed with cancer. And he shared it publicly, and no one knew that because, man, here's the healthiest guy on the planet who overcome, colitis or Crohn's, and then later, wasn't too long ago, one of the health experts, most well-known health experts in the world, it was now diagnosed with terminal cancer. I can't remember the type of cancer it was, Dr. Pompa, but he had so much pressure from some of the greatest experts in the world because he has connected to whoever he wants in the health and wellness industry and some of the best leaders in the medical industry as well, non-natural health, but the medical side. And they, most of them said, hey, you know, with your cancer, you should do chemo. And he was getting a lot of pressure, and they were making fun of him, saying, yeah, the health guy that's now has cancer, how do you like it now? You know, did everything right and you still have cancer, you know, shame on you for, you know, doing all this health and wellness stuff and you're still going to die. I mean, that was kind of what they were saying him. Well, he beat it, you know, and it's amazing the power, you know, in some of these natural health and healing strategies for these terminal cases.
Yeah, we didn't just do, you know, again, it wasn't just the diet. I mean, we did a lot of the cellular healing things, obviously.
Right.
This client, Terry, that I was just referring to. But look, the bottom line is I didn't even say it. I mean, Terry is not only cancer-free without doing chemo. Terry's life has completely changed. You'll hear that story. But, you know, so when you look at keto adaptation, I mean, this is why it works so well. Obviously, you're switching the fuel that the cell is using to burning fat. Why is that significant? You know, why does it work for so many hormone conditions as well? Because, see, fat burns cleaner than does glucose, meaning that it's like putting wood in your fire and you see a lot of smoke. Well, when you turn on the natural gas on your stove, you don't see smoke. See, it burns very clean. So fat burns like natural gas, and glucose burns like wood. A lot of waste, a lot of smoke. Well, why is that important? Because, see, the cell has to deal with that oxidative stress. The cell has to deal with that waste. You know, so when we burn a cleaner source, now the cell can utilize some of those things that are put in place to deal with the smoke of burning glucose, so to speak, the waste of burning glucose, and it can put it towards inflammation, which is the number one cause of all diseases that we know of, right? So, therefore, we get a downregulation of inflammation. Look. You know, and we're going to talk about this because I know one of the big things is the number one question is if people would go, some of the people would go into keto adaptation and they either wouldn't adapt after months and months, and the average person, keto adapts, meaning they become an efficient fat burner about 2 or 3 weeks to a month. Some people wouldn't. Well, we've learned a lot, you know, that we know that certain, you know, conditions like a thyroid condition or, you know, other toxic conditions can keep somebody from entering into that fat burning. But I learned some tricks, and we're going to talk about it in number 3. I learned a lot of tricks through the last, you know, year or so here. So, but keto adaptation, you become an efficient fat burner.
And yeah, so that's the big breakthrough number 1 of 2014 is implementing that the lives that were transformed. We wrote two articles on this, Dr. Pompa, highly viewed, highly sought after, shared, you know, all over the world, huge articles, huge find. Again, we're just going over, we're spending 10 minutes on each.
Right.
So go to our website, go to drpompa.com, drpompa.com, for those that are just listening and not able to.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go through how to do it because the articles are written, guys. You know, just go there and you can see how to.
And then the search, just put in the search, one of the search boxes on a site, type in keto, K-E-T-O. And then the two articles will be the first two that pop up for you guys. Keto adaptation, if you're looking for a health strategy breakthrough and a new habit forming or a new concept to get your life back, if you're watching this and you have a terminal condition, a diabetes, this is great research on this. You'll read about them in the articles. Go there and apply something that's truly going to transform your life in 2015 from a strategy that transformed many lives for us in 2014, keto adaptation, number one health breakthrough strategy.
Let me give the second most asked question about it. How does it differ from Atkins? I explained that in the article, but just know this. It is obviously high fat, but it is not high protein. It is not high protein. Matter of fact, I talk about why high protein can actually cause other issues and other problems. I don't believe in a high protein diet. And we also, Dr. Atkins never really distinguished between really good fats. And we do. We talk about that in the articles. But let's go, man. Number two.
I'm going to put it up here.
Yeah, go ahead. This is one of the things that really affected my life.
This thing's...
I said this. I've been doing this longer than a year. But ironically enough, Warren, I saw more benefits from intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting, yep.
Here, I think even when I first started it. I don't know why that is. Obviously, some things amazing happen hormonally with me with intermittent fasting. I do intermittent fasting daily myself. Now, let me be very clear, and there's articles written on this, and Warren can guide you there. But there's block type of intermittent fasting, where we intermittent fast for 4 days, maybe 10 days, and we have many fasts that we do with whey water, and also another topic today, using stock and beef stock. So there's multiple ways to intermittent fast, okay? And we love doing those beef stock fasts and this whey water fast and doing them for 4 days, extended period of times. And people do those multiple times during the year with amazing, amazing healing success. Again, read the article. However, what affected my life is daily intermittent fasting. And Warren, you too. You know, we're
huge.
You know, is that, and again, you can read the articles, but in a nutshell, it's this. I just heard Dr. Oz on TV yesterday telling people to eat their biggest meal of the day in their morning and their lunch and then the smallest dinner. Do you realize we're the only country in the world that buys into that philosophy? Every other country, hence the word continental breakfast, where either they don't eat breakfast or it's so small that it really doesn't matter. And for years, through the Romans and Greeks and all these cultures, their dinner was their biggest meal. So we're opposite. But intermittent fasting is where we skip breakfast completely. We stay in a fasting mode through the night, and then we don't eat, and we eat a very small meal around, we'll say, lunchtime. I probably push it out to 2 or 3, and then we eat a larger dinner. So what is the concept here? Simply put, every study shows that it raises growth hormone massively. And I think that's why I saw greater benefit, you know, literally the longer I had been in it, where I saw these massive anti-aging effects. And Warren, you know that I got leaner, you know, as a, you know, a 49, 50-year-old than I did even when I was in my 20s. And it would not have been possible without intermittent fasting.
You anti-aged incredible this year because of that. I know David did as well. David, huge, you know, because of intermittent fasting. Myself, I put on a ton of muscle this year because of intermittent fasting. And, of course, you know, doing the burst type or high-intensity training along with it. But it's been a major health breakthrough for me personally. Transformed my life, saved me time, energy level sustainable. It threw me into keto adaptation several times throughout the year, just doing the intermittent fasting alone without even doing the keto diet. I'm jumping into a keto diet, so I'm applying a 2014 strategy early in 2015. I'm going to do a really high fat and get into ketosis again for the new year. And the reason I'm doing that is because, think about it, guys, you got to have major emotional ties to why you're even doing these things. So think about that through. I'm just like, oh, I just want to get healthy. Well, there's major reasons why I want to do it. The major reason is so I can travel more and have to, you know, I still work so hard. I have a very high demand life. But I'm not going to make excuses about, well, I'm just tired or stressed out. I'm trying to do a lot of strategies on my health stress management, things like that, so that I can have more time for my family, that I have more energy to even work out more, so that my brain can, you know, move at a higher capacity, so that I can adapt to stress. So when stress comes my way, which it will in all of our lives, I don't overreact to that stress. These diet programs add that to your life. You say you want to have a, you want to put on muscle. Well, you need to eat these diets. It's not just working out, because it's hormones that dictate whether you put on muscle or lose muscle. And sometimes you could be working out, going on the treadmill, and you're actually going against the very goal you want. So these adaptations, number one, keto adaptation, intermittent fasting, they actually work together, correct, Dr. Pompa, at times?
You'll
and,
see.
And we'll get there later in the show, so I'll shut up for now and let you go.
Three actually work very much together, you know. So, like, we do all these things, and we'll talk about what you just said as far as going in and out of even ketosis and why that can be beneficial. But, you know, the intermittent fasting, some people just eat one meal a day, and some very big bodybuilders do this. You know, because people would think, well, I'm going to lose muscle, right? Because that was the old way of thinking. Well, it's simply not true. It is all about hormones. The optimization of growth hormone is so good that you do see the difference in your skin, you do see the difference in your hair, and you do see the difference in how your body burns fat. You know, when you become efficient fat burner, you burn fat during this fast, which is amazing, you know, because, again, you know, when you don't have energy, or when you're not feeding your body, then guess what your body has to feed on? It's fat stores. See, Warren, the whole thing is, does 6 meals a day work? Well, it does for people who don't burn fat, right? Because then they're not going to burn their muscle, and it kind of pushes their metabolism a little bit. So it works on the short term, and we know that. However, in the long run, you're never going to dig into those deep fat stores, because you don't give your body a chance to burn fat. Well, intermittent fasting does that, because you raise growth hormone and testosterone, and then you become this efficient fat burner. You're burning it around the clock for 16 to 18 hours. You're utilizing your fat that you're stored, so therefore you become leaner and leaner. So, and again, the longer you do it, the more efficient fat burner you become. It doesn't happen overnight, I can tell you that. You know, some people have to keep this going for a while to see the benefits, and I'll tell you, I did see certain benefits right away. However, I can tell you, the longer I did it, the more benefits that I saw. Intermittent fasting daily, it works. It really does work.
I mean, that's why I got so passionate about it, Dr. Pompa. It transformed my life last year. Without it, I literally wouldn't have achieved the business success, the life success, the personal success I had. So I'm saying this from a meaningful place in my heart. Intermittent fasting transformed my life, and I know it transformed your life. And you're the front runner. You do all this stuff first, and then I look at you just like anyone else that I observe, and it takes a commitment. And I just seen how lean you get. I saw the energy you had. I see you sleeping 4 hours, you know, 3 or 4 nights in a row because of travel and work and demands of 5 children and the stress that brings. And you have more energy, more focus than a man 9 years younger than you. I just turned 40, and just December 27th, so just 5 days ago, and I saw the benefits to you, so I immediately jumped on that wagon, and I haven't got off it since. And it's been an amazing year, and intermittent fasting has been that for me, and what a blessing. So you can go to our website again, drpompa.com, type in just fast, and you'll see the first article come up will be bone broth fasting, which is going to come up here in a minute, but it also say intermittent fasting. That's an incredible article, one of the most shared and liked articles in the year of 2014, rightfully so. Major life transformation.
Yeah, and I think we've done some past shows on these topics, right? So go back to, in that we have a podcast. If you want to just listen to the past shows while you're exercising, you know, that you can do that. And by the way, I want to bring up, you brought up about exercise. First of all, intermittent fasting alone in males is shown to raise growth hormone like 2,000% increase. We'll talk about anti-aging. It also hits the SIRT1 gene, which causes you to live longer. And also, there's an amazing effect on telomere length, which is the only biological clock that we know of. The shorter your telomeres get, the closer to death. And I've been doing a lot of research that I'm going to be sharing with you soon in up-and-coming shows about telomeres. But here's the thing. You know, when you do this, you can even get more bang for your buck. Exercise in the morning on an empty stomach while you're intermittent fasting, and you get this major spike in growth hormone. Why is that important? Because it's a way to get lean. It's a way to anti-age. You know, I'm telling you, it works. The old adage of exercise and then eat a half hour later. I promoted that for so many years. But however, when you exercise and do high intensity burst training that we recommend, now you're burning out all your glucose, you're forcing your body to become a fat burner, and you're forcing your body in this hormonal state. And then after the exercise, you don't have to eat. Your body will just feed from the fat, and your growth hormone goes up, so you spare your muscle. So it's not what we thought, that you would lose muscle unless you fed protein, right, 30 minutes after you exercise. It's old thinking. I'm telling you, I was wrong years ago when I would tell people that. It is old thinking. The fact is you maintain your muscle and burn your fat. So if you want more bang for your buck, exercise, high-intensity training while you're intermittent fasting and eat a few hours later. You may feel dizzy and woozy in the beginning because you're not an efficient fat burner yet, but that will change. So we better go to number three to stay on our pace, Warren.
Okay, but one tip, with keto adaptation and intermittent fasting, a big part of keto adaptation, obviously, and intermittent fasting, and I know my brother asked me this question last night, and he's watching right now. What are the five top fats that you can eat? And I know they're in the articles, but what are the five top fats that you can eat that can support both keto adaptation and intermittent fasting?
Well, first of all, again, we talked about some of the past shows. I'm going to blow most people out of the water. Saturated fat is probably the most important out of all of them. And cholesterol, right? Shocker. Aren't those the ones that are bad fats? When I say bad fats, people immediately think of saturated fat and cholesterol. Listen to our past shows on those topics. Read my articles, and you'll see why they're the most important fats. Why? Because the hormone receptors that are on the cell are stabilized by saturated fat and cholesterol. Studies show, multiple studies show, that increases in those fats actually improve diabetes, threefold, weight loss resistance, thyroid conditions, and the list goes on and on. So those fats for sure. I have what I call, and you'll read about it, my 2-2-2 rule. Coconut oil, medium chain triglycerides. These are really important. Ingest those 2 tablespoons a day. Also, the other two is 2 tablespoons of grass-fed butter. Really important. It has cholesterols and saturated fats. Obviously, good organic grass-fed cheese would fit into that category. So those are key fats. Medium chain triglycerides, you can buy them. We sell them on our website straight in glass bottles.
MCT oil, yep.
MCT oil, right? These things help you become fat burners. So those are some really important fats that we need.
Medium, all right.
Saturated fats, olive oil, avocados, I could go down the list, of course, but those are the ones that most people don't think of.
Those are awesome. And eggs, of course. And sure that
eggs have saturated fats and cholesterols and all those fats and perfect protein.
Yeah. So for all of us who want the how-tos, go to the website, but there's a few of the fats and foods that really make ketogenic adaptation and great foods for intermittent fasting. That high-fat diet concept is key. So let's go on to number three. Posted. There it is in a different color. The stress and rest hypothesis. And this is something that I'm just really starting to understand and apply in my life. And Dr. Pompa has been, again, forefront all over this hypothesis and how important it is and how it even works in with keto adaptation, intermittent fasting, exercise, and life. Stress rest hypothesis number three. I kind of tongue-tied myself there, but number three, 2014 strategies that have been massively life-changing.
Yeah. One of the things, and I just did a video recently when I was in Jackson Hole, kind of did some research while I was there, really researching the diet of, this area, the West, and it was a diet that was based on stress and rest, meaning that they would have these times where they didn't have as much food, and then they would have times they had plenty, and then they have times where they survived just on buffalo and elk and deer, where they just consume proteins and fats, and then, spring would come, and then all of a sudden they'd be eating more vegetables in their diet. Well, what I learned is most cultures were this way. Our bodies are set up to deal with stress and rest. Matter of fact, think about it, Warren, from a lifting or a bodybuilding or a exercise premises. We stress, and then the most important thing every trainer will tell you is that it's rest is where you make all your gains. Stress and rest. Why does it work? Because our bodies are always fighting homeostasis. It gets used to things. Energy pathways do a certain thing. And here's the thing. The body always wants to store fat, Warren. Why does it do that? Because it wants to survive, right? So it wants to store, it wants to hold on to energy aka fat stores. So if we switch things around and break things, what happens is our bodies never have that chance to become so efficient that it's storing fat again. So the first place I learned this, obviously, is exercise. The second place was diet. So when we realized that people would be in ketosis, and we said all three of these first three kind of tie together, and I'll explain that more in a minute. But when people go into ketosis, two things we realized started happening. They would become these efficient fat burners, but then they would start like not either burning fat, or they would start getting this kind of looser, like water-type fat. Well, in my research, I realized that there's two things that take place. Number one, the body will start to take water and plug fat cells. Why does it do that? Because it wants to survive. It wants to store, hold on to a little bit of fat just in case the stress time comes, the lack of food, right? So it starts to want to hold on. It becomes too efficient at burning fat. It does something else. It shuts down from the cell, from the DNA. It creates a little bit of insulin resistance. So keto adaptation has taken some hits saying it causes insulin resistance. No, it doesn't. Not the insulin resistance that we know of, like diabetes. It causes it because it shuts down or it blunts the insulin receptor just slightly. So you start to burn fat slower, or I should say it this way, you store a little more fat. It wants to survive. Homeostasis, it's trying to adapt, it's trying to survive, and it wants to become more efficient at fat burning. So we realized that once a week, if you hit it hard with a lot of carbs, your body goes, okay, I'm not starving anymore, and you break that process. So you're creating a small stress and rest hypothesis. You're creating kind of what they did, you know, the modern day Indians and the cowboys back in the day. You know, we're just kind of doing it once a week. We have plenty, and the body says, I'm okay. And then we don't, because see, when it's only burning fat, it may think that we don't have a lot of energy because there's not a lot of sugar or carbohydrates. So it's stress and rest. But then, Warren, this is what I really learned as well. I would have these people who weren't able to break in and keto adapt and become these efficient fat burners. 4 months, 5 months.
All right.
I'm still not burning fat. Okay, go back to a regular cellular healing diet. Still low carb, but not putting you in ketosis. And the articles explain the difference. Here's what happened. They would go on the higher carb diet, say not really high carb, it's a low carb diet still. However, they would go, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I have energy. My brain's working better because now they're feeding glucose. Then they would be on that a few months. And it would seem like a lot of those benefits would fade away. I would say, go back into ketosis again. Now they would start doing ketosis, and now all of a sudden they adapt and they become fat burners. So it was the switching from one diet to the next, very similar to the Indians in this country, very similar to the Eskimos, all these tribes who have one form of diet, switch to another form of diet, it breaks this homeostasis. It breaks this body balance. It fools the body. And all of a sudden, they would start to lose weight again. So very similar to what would I call my 5-1-1 rule. So within ketosis, we would do 5 days of very low carbs, 1 day of no food, just fasting, and 1 day of carb loading. That's what you do on a weekly basis to get this stress and rest theory down. And then also you can do it for months, just like you did, Warren. You were in ketosis, you left ketosis, and now you're going back in. So guess what I did for winter? I broke out of ketosis all summer to be efficient on my bike, so I didn't have to eat. My body's an efficient fat burner. I can ride for miles and miles and miles when I'm in ketosis. It works amazing. And I just become this fat-burning machine. Well, now winter's here, I'm fueling up with some more carbs again. You know, mostly healthy carbs, of course, you know, but I am absolutely seeing a different change in my body. And then guess what? In spring again, I'm going to evolve back into full ketosis. So this dietary shift, something that nobody talks about, but yet our ancestors did it because they had to do it. But if we emulate it, we get the amazing hormone benefits and we get the benefit of watching our body adapt. Amazing, amazing principle, Warren. I've been so excited about it. And I've been doing it with these people who cannot lose weight. And I've seen amazing results when we switch the types of diet that we do. One diet all the time. I think it's bad thinking. I you know, again, that was, I would have said.
That was us.
No doubt. I mean, listen, I do better in a ketotic state. I do better on high-fat diets. I mean, that's my genetics. However, when I change it up, just like exercise, man, the results have been spectacular.
Again, it makes so much sense. You know, when you're working with nature, you know, nature is like that. There's times of stress. There's times of rest. The cold for the trees. Like, everything is in that homeostasis, and that stress is so important, you know. And foods change. Food sources change. Our bodies were built. Our DNA is designed for stress and rest, for times of famine, for times of feasting. And this also applies, and I know the stress and rest hypothesis is key, and there's science that proves it for the human body, for achievement. You can't just sit around and, you know, not stress out your life by making change. But you don't want to do so much stress that you can't achieve that goal. But you have to put yourself in situations that are stressful so that you grow and, once again, adapt. So everyone, my dad always told me this, and I'll give kudos to my father. He's like, Warren, when you get older, you won't care so much about the things you care about now. And why is that? That's the stress and rest hypothesis. You're like, I can deal with that stress. I can. You have one kid, and how do you deal with four? But if you gave four kids all at the same time, God said, here's four. That's why sometimes if you do in vitro transplant and you have four kids, it's an overly stressful time. So you have to hire people to help you. It's just not normal and natural. And I'm blessed that people who do that and get children. However, you were not designed to do large amounts of stress. But if you look at how does somebody over in Africa who have been dealing with, that deal with these major wars and strife in life, and they just adapt. It's because for decades, they've been dealing with this. So their family is attuned and trained to those types of stresses, and they can adapt to it. If we would go over there and deal with the stress in some of these other countries, we would fold and fall apart. And that's why, you know, some people can get into a concentration camp, and I've read some of the books on the Holocaust, and some of them made it and some of them didn't. And it's the ones that could adapt to that stress that did and the ones that didn't. So there's this personal thing that also dear to my heart this year is adapting and not allowing, you know, certain stresses in my life so I can adapt better to others, but also to keep introducing purposeful stress so that I can grow as an individual.
Well,
and then the more important thing where you're going to say is vacationing, spending time with family, so important in the stress and rest hypothesis. You're more of an expert on that one than I am. Share with that one, Dr. Pompa.
I mean, I instinctively live my life from a really, you know, I can stress it. I exercise. Man, when I exercise, no one has to tell me to go harder. I go to failure. But I have always intuitively, I don't know, maybe it was from reading I did, you know that rest is best. You know, I watch a lot of athletes who, you know, hit the wall. They don't rest enough, right? But in our personal lives, as you said, it's the same thing. We work hard,
right,
but then you've
right.
got to rest. Our minds function the same as our muscles and same as our body. So why would we think diet's no different? Of course, when we stress our muscles, the key is rest. When we stress our mind, then we rest. If you don't rest, you're going to burn out. So the stress and rest applies to our emotionally, you know, and physically, and it applies to our diets. Change it up. Stress and rest. When you're doing these days of fasting, that's a stressful thing that the body has to adapt. You're forcing the stress, and then you give it plenty, and then it's a rest period, right? You know, but it's like, so it's just that switching it up, stress and rest, whether it's you're doing it weekly with the 5-1-1 rule that I talk about in the ketosis articles, or whether you're doing it for months and then changing your diet again, it still is stress and rest. Burst training, stress and rest. I love it. We could talk about this for hours because
yeah, it's great.
I believe it is how we achieve higher goals, whether it's you're an athlete or not. We have to stress it, we have to rest it. And when I found that principle that worked with diet, and it was really supported by our ancestors, I got really excited. So, folks, switch up your diets. If you've been on a diet for too long, whatever it is, change it. Watch the results. Change it back. Genetically, all of us do better in certain diets, no doubt. But I believe we all do best from change. Stress, rest, change it up. You know, you'll see the benefits. All right.
So simple, but yet so brilliant. Strategy number three from 2014. Let's go to number four.
Hold on, real fast before we do. Yeah, those three principles, apply them together and watch what happens in your life. Go into keto adaptation. Intermittent fasting while you do it, because keto adaptation puts you into a fat burner, and now when you're in that intermittent fasting, you're burning fat. Those two work magically together. And then add the stress and rest hypothesis, the 5-1-1 rule, I talk about it in the articles. All three of those are like this. So please, you'll see all three of those principles together. It'll change your life. I guarantee it. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, so let's talk about number four, which is probably the most media attention this year, I believe.
Bone broth fasting, or using bone broth as part of a fast.
Yeah, and again, you can utilize, I said the first three, but again, you can utilize this in intermittent fasting, right? You know, we put people on bone stock fast for 4 days, and I'll tell you, their skin changes, and we do it to heal the guts, right? But invariably, right, they'll say, Dr. Bob, you're not going to believe this, but my skin is and hair are amazing. Why is that? Because bone broth, bone stock, something that's been around for centuries, has type 2 collagen, which is what heals the skin, the hair, the nails. You know, it does. It works. But it also, it heals the gut. Warren, this became so popular this year in 2014.
Yeah, it's huge.
A top chef, and I mentioned in the video, opened up a drive-through bone stock where they're giving grass-fed bone stock cups. So people pull up and they get their cup of bone stock, and then they're going to work drinking their bone stock. And of course, you know, he obviously makes some amazing bone stock, but you know, it's loaded with type 2 collagen. We utilize it for a different reason. We utilize bone stock to starve down all gut bacteria and then to re-inoculate with good bacteria. And we could do a whole show on the bacteria in the gut and how that applies to your hormones, how that applies to your weight loss, how that applies to how your brain works. You know, every hormone, these bacteria in your gut regulate these hormones. And when you don't have enough of them, your immune system drops. Your hormones get dysregulated. So by starving down all bacteria and then adding in a bunch of good, there's been a strategy that has worked for us for very, very, very challenging clients in different conditions. Bone stock fasting works multiple ways. And Warren, we've written many articles on it. You did a video showing how to do it, how you made it. We have many different.
That's one of the highest. I mean, it's just a random video that I put together with my daughter, and it got massive views on YouTube, and it just because of the popularity. You know, we were doing it, and then of course some of our other health experts out there. You know, Mercola. You know, threw out an article on that. And again, this is come and gone in the media, but it's just like any other strategy, guys. We're sharing these with you. Some of them have been around, but they definitely came back and been reapplied. Like, why did I forget? You know, stop doing that in my life. You know, those are the sorts of things. And why didn't I know about this? There's so many different things in your life that you just will never discover. And you wish that, you know, I wish someone would have told me about this investment, you know, into Apple. I would have made millions of dollars. But it's the same thing with these things that you're listening to today. You're why didn't I hear this before? Because not everyone gets the opportunity to hear them. And that's why we do Cellular Healing TV and share it with the world, because you're learning things that are gems in our life and the lives of thousands of people, but it's not common information. We're bringing uncommon information to common people through cellularhealing.tv, and it's a massive changes in your life. And we mentioned in bone broth fasting, you know, the microbiome and gut and all that. That was more of a 2013 breakthrough for us. But we really applied it, and Dr. Pompa applied it heavily through our doctor's network and into his personal health coaching and health participant clients. And bone broth fasting has transformed lives. You know, scleroderma, you know, just stopping it in its tracks and putting it into a state of backing it off in a major way. A lot of autoimmune conditions, the bacteria are key to that, and it was a major breakthrough. And if you're hearing this, man, read these articles. Educate yourself. I mean, they're gems for your life in 2013, I mean, from 2014, that can incredibly change your 2015 and give you your life back or the life of your dreams.
Hey, Warren, I'll say this too. If you don't understand, those watching, or if you have friends, family members who have some weird condition that they're on medication for and the doctors are not sure what it is or what's going on, and or you're on medication and you still don't feel well, read the article on autoimmune answers. Put it into the search, autoimmune answers. Why? Because you will see that most of these conditions that we don't know what's going on are simply your body attacking itself, driving cellular inflammation, aka autoimmune. Read the article. And matter of fact, you know what you'll see in that article? All these things that we just talked about, I talk about them within that article, within a condition. So many thyroid conditions, many conditions where people just have fatigue, brain fog and all these types of things. It's autoimmune. It's autoimmune, and I talk about that. Read the article. One of the best articles of the year. I almost snuck it in the top five, you know, just because it did mean so much to so many people, and we had so many breakthroughs, and I believe that was a God thing, you know, just even how, you know, the teaching analogy of the three-legged stool with autoimmune.
Yeah, and we have previous shows on that. If you go to our YouTube page through our website, just click on YouTube, type in, you know, on our page, look for autoimmune, microbiome. Autoimmune is auto, and then the word immune, I-M-M-U-N-E. Again, that's why I spelled it for everybody, because there's a lot of not good spellers out there, you know. I was on the short bus, Dr. Pompa, you know that.
Short bus, you know, we had the... You know, yeah, nope. I'm on that short bus. You know, I just said yesterday, and I don't want to digress here, but, you know, I was having a conversation with my son, you know, and I said, gosh, you know, we all have challenges in life, right? And again, stress or rest, they either make us better or they make us weaker, right? But I was saying, you know, how much my dyslexia as a kid, you know, not being able to read till sixth grade, I see so many of my insecurities now as an adult came out of that. And so many of my things that... my responses that I don't like about myself, you know, came out of something as simple as not being able to read and adapting because I didn't fit in and I was embarrassed. And, you know, and I thought we were discussing it because, you know, someone that we know, they didn't have a parent, and, you know, it's like, you know, that causes abandonment issues and, you know, creates issues later in life, not immediately, but later in life typically. And I'm thinking, gosh, look at my life. I had a great family. I had a great mom, dad, sisters, you know, amazing, you know, growing up, but yet I couldn't read, and it jacked me up, man. I'm still healing, you know. So we're all wounded together, but we heal together too. So that's awesome. But number five, we better get to it, and it's a big one.
Yeah, I had it spelled out, but it took out my face on the show here. But it's number five is the understanding and the epidemic of genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Huge, huge science that came out this year on that subject.
You know, I said this in the video. I want to give the credit this year. If I had to put in the top five, the number one scientist who I believe deserves an award for her research in the last 2 years, but I think it got more attention this year. And it's Stephanie Seneff. She is the leading scientist, the senior scientist at MIT, and she's had just you know, many, many articles, research papers come out about GMOs, but more specifically, cholesterol sulfate and the importance of cholesterol. Stating her comments are, heart disease is actually a cholesterol deficiency. Oh, man, 180-degree philosophy right there, right? You know, her papers are that this glyphosate, this chemical that we're spraying on everything that's non-organic, every grain that you said, whether it's oats, wheat, barley, you name it, they're spraying it with this chemical. It's the active ingredient in Roundup. And they're doing it just to shrivel it up a little bit. It's called desiccation. And therefore, it's easier to harvest, which sends profits through the roof. So it works. But in the process, the problem is this: when they spray it right before harvest, the levels that we ingest go through the roof. Why is that a problem? Well, she talks about it, how it depletes us in something called cholesterol sulfate. This is how your brain works. This is how your hormones work. This is how your gut works. All these things, and she's talking about this glyphosate issue as causing massive brain problems, neurodegenerative diseases, linking it to Parkinson's, type 2 diabetes, in all of these conditions that we're seeing go crazy, leaky gut, autoimmune, all these things. She's saying glyphosate, autism. She's saying it's at the forefront. It's the reason why we're seeing, as glyphosate started in our food, in our food system, we've seen glyphosate introduced, and we've seen all these conditions skyrocket with the increased use of glyphosate. I mean, it is hand in hand, parallel, skyrocketing together. She has shown the link between this chemical that most of us are eating every day. If you're eating conventional grains, if you're eating GMO grains, the levels are huge. And again, that's her thing, is showing that this is massive. GMO, yes, it's bad for our DNA. GMO causes problems. But when we add this glyphosate problem in, we get a double whammy. I believe this topic right here is the number one reason why people are not feeling well in the last 5 years. The amount of glyphosate we're being exposed to our children has gone through the roof. Leaky gut, food allergies, these types of allergies, food intolerances. This, according to her research and others, this is why. You have got to get this chemical out of your diet. You have to get GMOs out of your diet. That means no corn that's not 100% organic, no soybeans, no alfalfa. You know, these things are going crazy. But we used to think it was just that. But now that we're spraying all of the grain with this chemical, we have to be more conscious than ever to get 100% organic grains if you're going to eat grain. But I believe we should avoid as much grain as possible for multiple reasons. This is a huge topic. Go back and watch some of the shows that we've written, that we've done on this topic.
So number five, GMOs. I mean, it's they do the commercials. And why are they doing those commercials? I don't know if you've seen those guys on TV. They're saying it to get you to accept them. And it's not because they love you. It's not because they want to transform the world, although some people in that organization, Monsanto, probably have great hearts. But the reason they're running that media and that campaign and that PR work is they want you to accept it. And where all other countries, and they ran that show on national TV all over, spent probably billions of dollars right when all these other countries, when this big GMO, that banned GMOs in their countries, all the publicity on Facebook hit, wouldn't you know, right after it, just like a typical government move, just like if you ever watch The Hunger Games, they try to dumb you down, try to, you know, get you to drink the Kool-Aid, hypnotize you essentially to believe that these things are safe, and they're absolutely not safe. You may find that it's poison to your body. It'll cause genetic, you know, SNPs, meaning genetic alterations in the code of your body. It'll be passed on to your children. Bad idea, major epidemic moving forward. And I believe, you know, through the power of the people, which means you and I, Cellular Healing TV followers, all the other health experts out there that are pushing this message forward with us, there was a thing there, it scared me. They are making major breakthroughs for all of us, and we can change it. We can make sure that they're banned, and Monsanto is smart enough to come up with another way to make money, not by killing us. And I'm happy, you know, for their business, great, but they're killing people, and it has to change. It's a major, major breakthrough this year, and that's why if you watch that show, that's why it happened on national media, is they were trying to it was so big, the negative push, they were trying to overwhelm it with how good they are and how good they are for you and how it's transformed hunger and all this other stuff. Bunch of lies. GMOs, a major, major issue.
Monsanto has, now it's one of the most successful companies on the planet. They are the ones that make genetically modified organisms, genetically modified crops. They're the ones that have really cornered the market there. And by the way, they're the ones that create the chemical glyphosate. So, you know, you have to understand what they're doing is they're genetically altering, putting a gene in to get a crop to be able to withstand their chemical. Because if the farmers sprayed too much glyphosate, it would kill the crop. It would have an effect on the crop. So we have GMO, or we would call them Roundup Ready crops. What that means is they genetically alter them where you could spray as much of this poison as you want on them and the crop doesn't die. What does that do for us? That means we're getting even more of this chemical called glyphosate. Listen, Stephanie Senef, her research is showing that glyphosate is ruining our brains, our guts, in causing all of these things that we're talking about. This is why this is a big topic. Listen, you could do your own experiment. You could take your group of pigs. You might not like, you like pigs, but this is the study that was done. They took 168 pigs. They fed them organic grains, organic feed. Then they took another group and they fed them GMO. Well, by the end of the study, it was staggering, the difference. Matter of fact, on autopsies, their intestines of the GMO group are like cellophane with holes right through it. The very thing that's happening to us as humans. Your children. You know, think about this, Warren, people are going into conventional grocery stores. They're buying rice. They're buying wheat. that's loaded with this chemical glyphosate. It's GMOs, all of it. Corn, all the corn chips they're eating, every product has these things in it, whether it's corn, wheat, all loaded with this chemical. And then they're buying the vegetables that are sprayed with it as well. We don't stand a chance. I mean, it's amazing that we don't see even a greater epidemic, but just wait. Just wait till these children today end up in their 20s and 30s. If you think that autoimmune is bad now, it is going to be, I mean, it's going to be a pandemic that I fear for this planet. I'm telling you, this GMO thing and this glyphosate thing, it is, I believe, it is the most detrimental thing that's happened in the human race, at least in the food channel, you know, in the last 10, I mean, probably the last 100 years. I mean, it is that big of a deal, and yet is getting no media attention whatsoever. No media attention. Thank God it made our top five. I mean, that's why you got to share this video with everyone, because your family and friends are eating this stuff, and they're just going to take more medications because they don't feel well. They're going to take more stimulants because they have no energy. And really, this is the thing. Look, if you don't do the top four, at least do this one. Get rid of GMOs in 2015. Eat only organic grains, if you eat grain at all. Eat only organic corn. Please minimize these exposures. Your health will change.
Yeah, this has been an incredible show. I'm thinking about this, and I'm just re-inspired. You know, because sometimes I'm even out to eat, and I'll eat some rice and not know where it's from, but knowing that could be a heavily sprayed, and this is even at nice restaurants, you know, pesticides and glyphosate and just, you know, just kind of just relaxing too much. And again, you don't want to stress, again, the stress and rest hypothesis, you don't want to stress yourself out so much and live in fear. Your body's have an amazing ability to heal, and it can handle a little bit of stress, maybe a pesticide hit here, a glyphosate hit there, but if you're doing it on a daily basis and you're eating corn chips every day, you're eating pesticide-sprayed rice every day, it is, just like they did with those pigs, it's destroying your gut, your body, your cells, your genetics. Glyphosate causes genetic modifications, cancer, pesticides, same thing. You want to give some a rat cancer, give them low doses of pesticides, causes cancer immediately every time, consistently, and cancer studies. That's how they start cancer. But it's good, you know, just to go back and remind yourself, man, I have to be careful. You know, we all, if we don't educate ourselves, if we're not educating ourselves, someone else is going to be educating us, and that's going to be the media. That's going to be the marketing. We got to educate ourselves, or someone else is going to dictate your education. Usually that's your TV and, you know, the commercial industry.
Yeah. Hey, Warren, I want to end it with this right here. You know, this is a big thing for me. It's the 180-degree solution. You know, folks watching, if you want to know what to do, how to do it, simply watch the media, read the magazines, read the newspapers, watch your TV, watch Dr. Oz, do 180 degrees opposite, and somehow you hit it right every time. Look at these five things. Keto adaptation, high fat. What's the world say? Low fat. Intermittent fasting. What's the world say? Eat a big breakfast. Eat six meals a day. What are we saying? Eat one or two, eat a no breakfast. Number three, stress and rest. You know, God forbid, you know, that you stress yourself out. No, we're saying stress it, but rest it. 180 degrees, bone stock fasting. What's the world say? You know, fasting's not good. GMOs, what's the world say? Eat grain, eat more of it. Matter of fact, it's the highest thing on the pyramid, and it's the number one thing poisoning us. So do 180 degrees opposite, folks. Everything you hear in the media, and somehow in every aspect of life, I'm not just talking about diet, you'll hit it right every time. And Warren, something that I teach my children, you know that when everyone's making a right, make a left. Because somehow the sheep will always end up over the cliff, right? Somehow, you know, these things, I know they run contrary to what you hear, but that's why it's truth. And we'll end with that this year.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pompa. Thanks for an amazing year of sharing your hard work, your research, and it's painstaking. You don't realize, guys, that the amount of time he puts in researching and writing articles and is on this mission full-time, and it's absolutely amazing. You've done a great work for the world this year, Dr. Pompa. I just commend you on Facebook. Just these shows alone, We get the testimonies back. We've shared a few of them, just how people's lives all over the world, from Australia, England, London, Africa, you know, it is absolutely, and I'll show my smile, authentic smile, and just energy right now. I'll switch the image back over to myself, because it has been a blessing to us, Dr. Pompa, and a blessing to my life, my family's lives, and lives all over the world. Keep up the hard work in 2015. Actually, my challenge to you, Dr. Pompa, is in 2015, I'm challenging you to put out more information than last year because of your health, because of the way you're adapting to stress in life. I want to see a massive doubling of information from that brain of yours in the new year in a healthy way, so that we can share back next year at this time the amazing life top five again. And so just a thank you and a blessing and a happy new year to you and to everyone watching.
All right. Thank you. See you next year.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.